There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Good thing to do. Today is a very cool day in history. As I said, Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis received a patent for blue jeans with copper rivets, and I'm not sure why we didn't call them Jacobs. Or we could have called them, so, you know, nothing gets between me and my Jacob. That's my favorite. It was in 1873. I mean, think about it. The Levi's have been around for that long.
Yeah.
What's that, 142 years? Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
Well, he was working on a railroad, I think, and people's clothing was coming apart, and so he tried to. I think he was a tent manufacturer. I vaguely remember the story because I lived in San Francisco and Levi Plaza. It was during the construction of the railroad. And he was from San Francisco. So there you go. As I said, Thomas Edison's prototype kinetoscope in 1891. Hard to believe the history of cinema. That was that essentially moving pictures are that old. Right?
Hmm.
So that's 124 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to believe that some of these things are that ancient. And this is a great story that that Manny asked about traffic in New York. And I said, well, you know, rush hours are kind of a pain. And sometimes you'll just kind of breeze through. But, you know, it's and there are a lot of people. The good thing about New York is there's a lot of public transportation. There are buses and the subway works really well. A lot of people take the subway or take the path in or whatever. But the first traffic ticket in the U.S. was issued... would be 116 years ago. We've had traffic tickets for 116 years. A New York City taxi driver, dun, 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 his name was Jacob German, was probably not his real name, was arrested for speeding while driving 12 miles per hour on Lexington Street, which was now Lexington Ave. I've had my share of speeding on Lexington. Different story. And cab drivers. I'm not telling. In 1902, Cuba gained independence from the United States. Thomas Estrada Palma was the country's first president. In 1920, a Montreal radio station, XWA, broadcast the first regularly scheduled radio programming in North America. So thank you, XWA. I owe my career to you guys. In 1927, at 7:52, I suppose that's a.m., Charles Lindbergh took off from Roosevelt Field in Long Island I'm not sure I knew that. On the world's first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean, he touched down Le Bourget Field in Paris at 22:22 the next day. Excuse me. So, I didn't realize that this was the day that he took off. 1927. Amelia Earhart, on the same day, 5 years later, took off from Newfoundland to begin the world's first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean by a female pilot, landing in Ireland the next day. Excuse me. The naval ship, the naval destroyer, just came by. It's not a naval destroyer, it's a threat destroyer. Excuse me. The armed forces security agency, the predecessor of the NSA, was established in 1949. So this is, you can see that history is sort of taking kind of a turn for the icky. In 1956, Operation Red Wing, the first United States airborne hydrogen bomb, is dropped over Bikini Atoll in the Pacific Ocean. I mean, I've seen pictures of that my whole life, haven't you? It's a scary thing. The first mushroom-shaped shaped cloud. And a lot of the people from there developed all sorts of illnesses and cancers over the years that we didn't understand about protecting people.
Yeah.
Cosmic microwave background radiation discovery was made in 1964 by Robert Woodrow Wilson and Arno Penzias, which is microwave ovens.
Hmm.
The first publication of the discovery of the HIV virus that causes AIDS in the journal Science was in 1983. And in 1996, the Supreme Court rules in Romer versus Evans against a law that would have prevented any city, town, or county in the state of Colorado from taking any legislative, executive, or judicial action to protect the rights of gays and lesbians. Shame on them.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Well, we're getting there. Not quickly, but I mean, if somebody tried to bring this up today, they would be booed out of, you know, that's 19 years ago. But I mean, that means the progress in 19 years. And it's interesting that would have prevented the city from taking any action to protect the rights of gays. All right, so I read this wrong. It's written wrong. It's written so you can't possibly understand it. So basically, it sounds like the Supreme Court, it rules against a law that would have prevented taking legislative action to protect the rights of gays. All right. Rules against a law that would have prevented. So in other words, they rule in favor of gays and lesbians. Isn't that how you read it? It's written so badly, it's almost impossible to figure it out. But I think that's
right.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know. The state of my upbringing sometimes leaves a little to be desired. And so the Waco story, we had Fast Eddie calling yesterday about the Waco story. Do you guys know about the Waco story? It's not a nice story.
It's a biker
bar just outside of town, and two rival gangs got into it, and it started with a fist fight apparently in the bathroom.
We got a caller that called us yesterday about.
Yeah,
about
that's what I'm saying, Fast Eddie. Yeah, which is really impressive that bikers listen to my program. And his thing was, you can't judge all bikers by Waco, which is certainly true. But I said, if you're trying to change the perception, one of the things you may want to do is change your name to, instead of Fast Eddie, maybe, Speedy Edward or something. Fast Eddie, I don't know, is going to sort of engender the kinds of feelings that you want. So it's kind of a messy story. That it was a brawl in the bathroom against two rival gangs. Apparently the Bandidos are second only to Hell's Angels, and that they were both going to this place called Twin Peaks, which apparently is kind of a, what do we call it? I can't figure out the nice name for it. It's a bar where women don't wear much clothes, okay? And then it started as a fist fight, then got into a knife fight, then got into a gun fight. And the cops stayed out of it until the guns got drawn. And then they decide, okay, enough is enough. It's the Bandidos versus the Cossacks. And they're trying to figure out if it was over turf. And apparently, in spite of Fast Eddie's demurs to the contrary, that a large part of this is about drugs. That it's that the biker gangs have at least been in the distribution business for a lot of drugs in this country. And what they did, 9 people were killed, many more were injured. The area is a crime scene, and they rounded up like 170 people or something, and which is sort of overtaxing the system, and they're trying to figure out what to do about it. And they won't tell people where the bikers are because they're fearing reprisals. But they're saying that they have to figure out who were the bystanders, who were the perpetrators. So this is going to go on for a while. There are funerals killed during the brawl, and the police unfortunately said, well, the bad guys killing the bad guys, you know, we just let them do it. And apparently that bikers all over the country are now sort of talking heads. Ex-Hell's Angel leader on gang rivalries. Dog the Bounty Hunter on biker gangs. It's a bond. I don't know. Uninvited gangs show up. I don't know. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so the we're here from henceforth, instead of referring to it as the Twin Peaks or the Waco story, we're going to refer to it as the Fast Eddie story, because he was the guy who called our program yesterday. All right, so the latest on this is not that it started in the bathroom, but that there's an outdoor bar, and the Bandidos were having a high-level meeting there, and some other people showed up. They said it was originally a fist fight, and they're saying it may have been a tiff over a spot or someone having his foot run over. Well, you can hear it's all sorts of different stories. There are crime scenes inside and outside the restaurant, including the bathroom, which is what I had heard, eating area and around the bar. Most of those involved came from outside of Waco. They used all sorts of different weapons, from brass knuckles to guns, from knives to chains to inflict pain. And when police responded, within 30 to 45 seconds, because of their proximity, some bikers turned their weapons on law enforcement. Our officers took fire and responded appropriately. It was most likely that three or four of the 18 Waco officers opened fire. They're now saying, according to some people, that four of the nine fatalities were felled by police bullets. And nobody knows at this moment. They're going to have to do autopsies. The nine people ranged in age from 27 to 65. You'd think by the time you're 65, you'd sort of outgrown this, but maybe not. They said that they defended the officers' actions, including their staying at the scene for hours afterward in case other biker members came to pick up their brother's fight. All right, now they're saying that the Cossacks motorcycle gang were in the Twin Peaks parking lot when members of the Bandidos arrived. The trouble started there, although they said that they saw it coming. A couple weeks before, the Texas Joint Crime Task Force warned that the violence between the rival groups had increased in Texas with no indication of diminishing. They're saying it's about turf. Well, except it turns out to be a little more complicated than that. Both Bandidos and Cossacks call Texas home. The Bandidos have been the biggest and most dominant. While they allow other motorcycle clubs to exist, they're not allowed to wear the state bottom rocker. Do you know what a bottom rocker is? It's their name that's on the back of their vests that is sort of looks like a bottom of a rocking chair. How come, hence called bottom rocker? The rocker can indicate where someone is from, but it's territorial claim for that club. That's why they're not getting along, supposedly. The Cossacks decided they were big enough now to go ahead and wear the Texas bottom rocker and tell the Bandidos that they're ready for war. Jeez Louise. Anytime a biker gang starts war, it never stops. They're saying it's beyond pride and beyond turf. And this is what I was saying. These guys are organized crime. They use, manufacture, and sell drugs. They steal motorcycles. They extort people. They rape, rob, and murder. So, and the highest-ranking Bandido member challenged claims that his group is responsible for vast wrongdoing, calling out lies on TV, including telling everybody that the Bandidos are after police departments. We're not like that. The 60s are gone. I mean, it's kind of depressing. And the cops saying, well, you know, the bad guys shooting the bad guys. I think that's kind of one of those unspoken sentiments, but I've never heard anybody actually take credit for it publicly of saying, let them wipe each other out.
Right.
At one point, I lived in Somerville, Massachusetts, and there was gang war with the mafia going on. And that's basically what the cops sort of felt is, you know, it's the dummies wiping out the dummies. And my point was, how would you know? When somebody's dead, what are they going to say? I wasn't actually in the gang. I wasn't actually in the mafia. So, I don't know. The whole thing, kind of alarming. But we do have at least one biker gang member that we know that listens to the program because he called up to explain to us that we had it all wrong. And I said, well, if you can change perceptions, maybe a different kind of name. Well, we do Toys for Tots. And as I said, I knew, I think his name is Sonny Barger, I think in San Francisco. I don't know. Outlaws, I guess. Richard, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I wanted to comment about the fundraiser that's going on right now. What do they call it, the Red Nose?
Yeah.
I believe it's has something to do with 68 hours where children go home on a Friday and go back to school 68 hours later on Monday, and they have quite a deficiency on nutrition and food. And I can't tell you how proud I am when I watch. I have a few minutes to watch the Today Show before I go to work, and I am so proud of some of the things that people do in this country, you know, with everything that's wrong, there's more that's right.
Well, I think that's a really good perception, especially sort of hearing things like, you know, the nincompoops in Waco, that the idea that, you know, that this really is a country that that cares about other people. It turns out, in terms of charity, we are the most charitable country on the face of the earth, which I think
is great.
And I think,
I think
your point is very well taken. They've got Walgreens, M&M's. Let's see what else we got. I'm trying to get some of the specific details of it because you're asking about it, and I think you're right that, as I said, it's been publicized. It's been publicized for so long. I thought it'd come and gone. As I said, I've had my red nose for an awfully long time. Nah, come on, folks. Give me.
Have you been keeping track of Matt Lauer on his bike trek from Boston to New York?
No, who's doing that?
Yeah, Matt Lauer.
Oh yeah, well, good for Matt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
go, Matt, go, I think is what the chant is.
There you go. Well, because it's where in the world is Matt as well? All right, it's designed to raise money for children and young people living in poverty by having fun and making people laugh. It's in the U.S. tomorrow. People across the country will come together to have fun and raise funds and awareness. The day's events will culminate in a three-hour entertainment TV special on NBC. I knew that. Featuring the country's favorite comedians, musicians, and Hollywood stars. To join the fun, plan now how to help support Red Nose Day in your community. It's easy and fun. Opportunities are endless. Let's do the history, because it started in another country. I think it started in the UK, and I think it was vaguely Australia, but I'm not sure. The UK, going 30 years, inspiring cultural phenomena that unites people from all walks of life in interest of saving and changing lives across the globe. Since the first Red Nose Day, Comic Relief has raised over £1 billion to help people in need around the world. So there you go.
That's so touching.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it really is that that people can reach out and help one another. And as you say, I mean, one of the issues about the summer, as you point out, is an awful lot of kids who get their breakfast and lunch at school in terms of their primary nutrition are having problems. And I think that's part of, I think, the focus of this particular Red Nose Day is not only that, but the idea being that... we shouldn't allow poverty in this. We shouldn't allow hunger in this country, especially for kids. So, for anybody, but...
All right, listen... And that's wonderful, slipping into a third world nation, you know?
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll stop the slide. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, how about, we haven't had an email for a while. How about an email?
Well, let's do it. This email is from Amy. Amy says, Dr. Joy, I listen to you every night and just love your show. You recently had a caller on, asking why her children don't treat her like she treated her parents. And it's a question I think about almost daily lately. I am a single mother of a 19-year-old son. He grew up a very respectful and sweet young man. But once he turned 18, the respect for me has pretty much gone out the window. He's still a great young man and very kind and respectful outside the home. At home, he doesn't listen to me, doesn't do his chores or help around the house at all, and he has a very entitled attitude. He no longer appreciates anything I do for him. It's almost as if he's begun to hate me, which I don't understand. We have a wonderful home, and he is well provided for, and I love him to pieces. It's maddening for me to understand what is happening and why he's this way towards me. We used to be very close. My friends tell me it's normal at this age, and that by 23 or so, it will change. You told your caller it doesn't change until they are in their mid-40s. I'll never make it that long. What are your thoughts on raising a young adult? Advice? He lives at home, rent-free, goes to college full-time, works part-time in two different jobs. He is one is giving drum lessons from our downstairs three nights a week.
Okay, let me start at the beginning. I didn't say till 40s. I said till late 30s. But and the idea, it begins to shift before that. But the dramatic change doesn't happen, I don't think, nearly. That's being unduly optimistic that sometimes the shift will happen in their 20s. First of all, I think that kids are delaying adolescence longer and longer and longer. I was talking with somebody today who said that that they were talking with college kids, and they all hook up. They all have sex, friends with benefit, but they don't commit to one another. They really don't want to launch their lives. They don't want to launch. They don't want to be adults yet. They don't want to have kids. And sometimes they don't even want to have careers. So, I think everything is, to a certain extent, that delayed adolescence is being prolonged in the United States, number one. And probably, to a certain extent, worldwide. Part of it's economic, part of it's just social. You bring up a bunch of points, which I think are very relevant. First of all, single parenting and the indulgence, the entitlement that kids feel. So you've got an only child. You've got sort of a one-on-one situation. He feels like he's the most important person in your life, and therefore he can behave in ways that are not that are very narcissistic, very selfish. The first thing I would do, he's in college, which is good, and you certainly want him in college. That the more education he receives, presumably the better he can take care of himself and, in theory, of you at some point. But if he's got a part-time job and he's doing less, he's working out of the house, I would certainly charge him some kind of nominal room and board. And if he, especially since he's not doing anything, you could say you can either do sweat equity or you can pay me $100 a week. But you can't, and you have to do one or the other. And if you do neither, then you have to find some other place to live, and I'll subsidize you, which is not a terrible idea. Because asking an 18-year-old to do chores, first, all right, let me back up. There are a whole bunch of issues with 18-year-olds. Let alone 18-year-old boys. And the fact that you were very close is going to make this more difficult, believe it or not, for both of you, because his job is to find some emotional, financial, economic, geographical, intellectual independence. So the closer he feels to you, the more difficult that's going to be, because he loves you, but he needs, and he understands that he needs to walk away from you, which is true of every 18-year-old. 18-year-old males in this society, the major sort of insult would be to call him a mama's boy. And I'm sure you don't, but he may view that as in his own head. Or if he told his friends, well, you know, my mom is my best friend, he's going to get some grief from that. So part of his job description at this moment in his life is to begin to lessen the dependence on you, the involvement with you. And I think your friends are right in saying that at some point it will very likely rebound a little bit, but I wouldn't expect it completely, number one, and I wouldn't expect it anytime soon. And understand at some point that he is presumably going to, let's assume he's heterosexual, is going to be involved with a woman, and at that moment you don't want to make him feel that he has to choose between his mother and his wife, because you'll lose, number one. Number two, it's not a moral decision to make. So his whole trajectory is going to be away from you for a while. It doesn't mean that you can't love each other. It doesn't mean you can't respect each other, which gets me back to where I was before about him living under your roof, not doing chores, having a part-time job, and not paying you any room and board. What I would say to him is, here's the deal. Either sweat equity, which means you do some of the cooking, you do some chores without me asking, you do them because we're partners here, or that you pay me some room and board. If the answer is neither, and I'm not going to go after you to collect it, that's the deal. Either you do that, or you find some other place to live, and I'll support you somewhat, because I'll give you some kind of stipend, because you're still in school, because I don't want you to drop out of school. But because you're sort of saying, I want him still to be my little boy. And he's saying, can't do that, Mom. you know, need to view myself as a man, view myself as independent. But when it comes to meals and money, he wants to be the little boy that gets taken care of. That's not viable for either of you. So the best thing to do for both of you in both the short and the long term would be for him to be living someplace else. So he comes home maybe to do his laundry and maybe to eat, but also so coming to see you would be a big deal for both of you as opposed to an aggravation for both of you. Because right now, it's not that he hates you, it's that he's needing to pull away from you. And most people aren't terribly good at doing that. I told this story before of when my daughter was young. I didn't have any money, but I had a big house. And so we would get high school graduates who didn't want to go to college and didn't want to work at the local, you know, for minimum wage. And they would come and live with me and take care of my help take care of my daughter because I was working part-time. And in exchange for which they would have room and board. And the more successful the relationship was, I did this for a couple of years, the more toward the end of the time, because it was always agreed that they would stay. I think the first one stayed for a year, the second one stayed for like 6 months, sometimes they were just a summer, whatever. The closer they came to the end of the contract, whatever we'd agreed to, the more they started acting out to the extent of somebody smuggled a cat into the house. I don't know. I mean, they clearly didn't think they were going to get away with it. But the idea being that at that point, this was a really good experience for them and for me. So it's hard for kids to leave a good experience. It's not hard for anybody to leave a bad experience. So what kids do, because they don't have that perspective, is they will take a good experience and make it bad so they can walk away from it. So this kid smuggled a cat into my house knowing that I would find it, knowing that I can't believe you did this, this is dishonest, this is, you know, you should have asked, or they would stay out all night. They would do what is called acting out. So then they could make me the bad guy, then they could leave, and they wouldn't have to feel bad about leaving what was probably one of the better situations in their life. That's what your son is doing. And that sense of entitlement, I mean, honey, he got that sense of entitlement from you. You taught him that. You taught him that he was the light of your life, that you would do anything for him. So it's time, as both of you need to view him as a more adult human being, to lessen that sense of I'm willing to do everything for you. It's not as if, I know what you're saying was, but Brown, I wanted you to make him like me more, not less. Well, for a while, he's not going to like you no matter what you do. So you might as well do things that make a little more sense, that set up a better foundation going forward, which is for him not to live there without paying any room and board, and for him not to live there being able to have drum lessons in the basement and have him not living there doing essentially nothing to support. Because he can't both, and you can explain to him, you can't both ask to be independent and then dependent on what it serves your needs. And you don't have to be angry about it, and you don't have to say you hate me, because the issue is not to make him feel guilty. The issue is to help him understand how this, the next couple of, you know, years, the next couple of, I suppose, decades are going to last. You also need to find different places to place some of your emotional capital, what you put in and what you expect to get back. Because he's not going to be very responsive for the next couple of years, which is okay. That's part of his developmental plan. So that means, this is why people foster children. It's why people adopt children. It's why people get a pet. It's why people go back to work. It's why people do volunteer activities. So find something, it's certainly why people date. Find a situation that you feel is a good investment of your time and energy, because your son's not going to be that for a while. He can't afford to be. He needs to figure out how to function on his own. So being emotionally dependent on mom is not going to work for him. And in the long run, it won't work for you either. So I know you're saying, oh, yes, it will, but it won't, because you want your son to be an independent, self-sufficient adult human being. Okay? Hang in there, folks. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Tell them Okay. Got it. All right, I got one play to review for you and one experience. And the experience, which I guess technically counts as theater, I sort of talked about a lot last week, so I'll sort of do it fairly quickly. But in fairness, it probably counts as theater. All right, so here's the deal. I saw a play called Tuesdays at Tesco's at 59 East 59th, which is, there's a lot of experimental work, and I really like a lot of the stuff they do, but it doesn't always work. This one, first of all, the playbill they hand you, do you know who Simon Callow is? He's a very famous British actor who's done a lot of Shakespeare, and it's mostly known through movies around here. But he's a man of a certain age, and when they give you the playbill, there's a picture of him in drag, essentially. He has a blonde wig on, and there are some men in drag who look fantastic. That would not include Simon. So you're already sort of thinking, huh. Then you walk in to the stage, and the stage is relatively bare. It's got this huge big oval that's kind of lit, so you feel like you're almost looking at a picture. It's got a piano, a brocade chair, some rocks on the ground, and a branch of a tree that has, like, stars on it, and a pink prom dress. Okay, that's what you're looking at. You're sort of not sure exactly what to, you know, what to expect here. But it's the next 75. Oh, there's a metronome. That was one of my favorite things. A metronome, which makes me remember being learning, you know, teaching myself piano. I don't even know if they make metronomes anymore. All right. So what happens in the next 75 minutes is Simon Callow comes out in drag and talks about his Tuesdays at Tesco's, Tesco being a grocery store, with his dad. And this, to me, was incredibly poignant for a bunch of reasons. First of all, I get lots of questions around here, as you know, about dealing with an elderly parent, especially an elderly parent whose spouse has died. All right, so that's number one, of how do we deal with that, and how do we deal with the fact that they're cranky and they don't really ask very much about us, and we're feeling put upon. All right, so that's one whole segment. Then, in this particular case, Pauline started this life as Paul, and Pauline keeps saying, I am my true self, this is me, and relates for the next slightly more than an hour how her father relates to her. What she really wants to have is a conversation, and he just essentially looks through her. And part she does all the cleaning for him and the cooking and the washing up, and then they walk down to the Tesco's. And this is the town in which she grew up. So it's poignant. It's not the world's most comfortable play to watch, but it is incredibly poignant. It is smart. He is terrific in it. He dances around. There are all sorts of things that, that are unexpected. He does a tango at one point. And the question is, why is the piano there? Well, the guy who plays the piano is in a pair of jeans and a t-shirt, basically. And he comes out and he's composing the music as he goes along. And he'll play like a chord and then he'll write it down. And he takes the metronome out and then puts it away. And during Simon's monologue, during Pauline's monologue, he'll play a chord here and there. And it's extraordinary how it adds something to what's essentially an hour monologue. And I think that the notion is also that our lives are works in progress. We're always composing. We're always sort of trying to see what works. And, I mean, it's very smart. It's very, people were literally on the edge of their seat. And at one point, he stops talking, and there's just this blanket of silence in the theater. So it's not your ordinary kind of theater, but especially these days where we're talking, there was an article in yesterday's paper where a transgender person is asking Barnard to have a specific policy about admissions. And she's saying, look, my whole life has been about identity. I don't want to have to do this on a case-by-case basis. I want there to be a policy that I can understand. So it's a very relevant issue. It's a terrific performance. It's not an easy play, and it's not for everyone, but it's short. But to me, it was very meaningful. I gave it 4.5 stars. So it's at 59 East 59th. And I would encourage you to at least think about going. It's an extraordinary performance, and it's a very thought-provoking, heartbreaking look at somebody's life. Okay, so that's Tuesdays at Tesco's. The other thing I just want to do briefly for you is Queen of the Night, which is, as I said, it was such a unique experience. you go down these dark stairs, and it's just very well done. It's very smart. It's gorgeous people. It's a combination of a circus and acrobatics and a play and a dinner, and it's not inexpensive. I think the tickets for Tuesday at Tesco's, I think if you're not a member, are like $70. The tickets for the least expensive ticket, I think, for Queen of the Night is like $140. So, but they're completely, you get dinner with one. And one is 70 minutes, and the other, which I guess is $1 a minute, isn't it? And the other is goes on for like 2.5 hours. So I suppose you could look at it that way. It goes on for better than twice as long, and it costs twice as much, but you get dinner with it. They're both very different experiences, but there's something about live theater, live experiences. As we know, all these studies have suggested that rather than give somebody something, give them an experience. And both of these count as experiences. So you can find out more at drjoy.com, 855-99-3756-9. So there's more theater coming up. But these two, again, they're hard to review in the usual criteria because they're not musicals, either of them. They're not the plot isn't straightforward. It's not Shakespeare, although we've got Shakespeare in the Park coming up fairly soon. But, you know, allow yourself. When you walk in to Queen of the Night, they say, let yourself go. I don't even know what that means. But I suppose trying something different, trying something you haven't tried before, a different experience is part of what I think art should do for us, make us think about our world in a slightly different way, think about ourselves in a slightly different way. And if you have some fun there, you're gonna have more fun, to be quite honest, at Queen of the Night than you are at Tuesdays. But your brain is gonna get much more of a workout at Tuesdays, and your heart maybe as well. So both are highly recommended. Both are an experience that's unlike other kinds of things. Which is not to say, as I said, I was talking with somebody at a movie a couple of days ago, and she and I both cover theater as well, and saying that this is the best theater season we can ever remember. We're all so exhausted, but it was wonderful theater. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3756-9. Another hour to go. Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.